Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready. Something I've never seen.
Yeah.
Prophesy.
Yes, ready for overflow. Happy Monday, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Daily Fire. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, including life teaching, prayer, altar call, and then assignment of your daily task. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, live on Blog Talk Radio at 7 a.m. Eastern, and I am on fire for Jesus every day. Now, I'm actually driving this morning, of course, using Bluetooth, hands-free, so just be aware of that. If you hear any background noise, hopefully you shouldn't, but I have a court case in Broward early this morning, so I have to be there to meet my client. Our topic for today is three steps to securing your personal success. Three steps to securing your or ensuring your personal success. And our scripture comes from the book of John, chapter 9, verse 4. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in live with me. You can call in at 7 a.m. Eastern to phone number 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you cannot tune in when I'm live at 7, make sure you don't miss the teaching anyway. You can do that by going to my website anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern to hear that day's teaching. My ministry website is feelthefire.com, FeelDFire.com. But even better, follow the Daily Fire podcast so the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you can listen to it at any time by clicking the link within your text message. To follow, text the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. Again, that's DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. All of that information, if you couldn't write it down, is on my website, feelthefire.com, FeelDFire.com, FeelDFire.com. Well, by now you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in the book of John, chapter 9, verse 4, and no, I am not reading while I'm driving. I know it by heart. It's memorized, coming from the KJV. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no man shall work. Now listen at that, brothers and sisters. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day, for the night is coming. In other words, there's a time coming when you won't have the capacity to do what you must do when no man shall work. Come on and give God praise. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. Three steps to secure your personal success. There's a show on Oprah Winfrey's website, and it's called "A Young Fix My Life." I don't get to watch it as often as I used to, but I love the premise of the show. Because one of the things Ayanna says as she, you know, they're doing the intro, is I had to do the work. It's about getting her own life to a point of securing her personal success. And in doing that, she is inherently admitting that she made some errors, she made some wrong turns, she didn't do what she was supposed to do, and there were many times that she missed the mark. So the first step to securing your success is admit that you messed up. That sounds so easy, but surely you know for a lot of people that is very hard to do. They will deflect. They will blame everyone else. They will have every excuse in the book for why they are at the point where they are right now, instead of just admitting, I messed up. And I want you to understand the power in admitting your faults, in admitting that you messed up. Because if you can admit that you messed up, that means you are now open to obtaining the resources necessary to prevent this problem from recurring. Isn't that great teaching already? We're talking about securing your success. And when I say securing, it actually could have two connotations here. One being securing, meaning you attain it or you reach a point of personal success in your life. And then two meaning to preserve it. Because once you get it, it's not enough to get it. Surely you want to be able to maintain it. So you got to deal with step one. You must be willing to admit that you messed up. And although there may have been mitigating circumstances, it really could be that you started off in circumstances that were beyond your control, that set you up for a less than successful life. For example, maybe living in poverty, maybe coming from a home where the parents were always adversarial one to another. And notice I didn't say a single parent home, because that's too much of a misconception that a single parent home in and of itself, just based on that sole fact, sets you up for failure. Now, we want everyone to come from a two-parent home, man and woman, because this is what God has ordained, right, within the concept of marriage. But sometimes we stepped out of the will of God, in whom we married or in whom we tied ourselves to. And so that just continues to perpetuate the horrific cycle. Maybe there's abuse, or, you know, or things such as that, or repeat infidelity, or even a singular episode of infidelity. So you came up in circumstances where they were less than desirable. Maybe you were even abused. Surely that has some impact on how you see yourself, your coping mechanisms, your defense mechanisms, who you feel is responsible for not equipping you. Those are truly mitigating and sometimes extenuating circumstances which have impeded your attaining success as fast as maybe your counterparts. But understand that they are not equivocally a bar to you attaining success. There are many people, think about it, who grew up in poverty. We can even just go back to Oprah. She's now a billionaire. She's an African-American billionaire, so one of very few. And then an African-American female billionaire. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? The first step to admit when, where, how, and why you messed up so that you can do root cause analysis and drill down objectively to why you are where you are. Let me just give you a quick example. I shared this at church one time. I had to go to a meeting that was afar off to see someone. And for everyone who knows me, I have this habit of taking a pair of tennis shoes with me because I wear, you know, like 6 and 7 inch heels. I love my stilettos. So I love high heels. Well, on this particular day, you know, I had my tennis shoes on and I drove all the way to the meeting. It was over an hour away. Got there early, you know, a little early. I'm ready. Got my suit on. I'm looking great. Then I reached into the bag where I would have the high heels because I have on the tennis shoes. And guess what? Oh, I'm sorry. No. Yeah, I didn't have my shoes. So it's like, oh, my God, I can't go into this meeting in this fine tailored suit. And then I got on these little old walk-around tennis shoes. Oh, Lord. So I had to delay my presentation, go all the way back and get these shoes. Now, I could have blamed it on the fact that the meeting, you know, was scheduled hurriedly. I could have blamed it on the fact that I had so many things going on. I could have even, instead of blaming it, you know, made it all about how great I am. It's my purpose to fight for your justice. I was so excited about going to take care of my client that I even left my shoes. This is what you do when you're on fire. You make sure you got all the other things, but sometimes you just gotta deal. You see how that works? Twist it and turn it around. And some of you are saying, wow, that is what lawyers do. But my point is, no. I had to admit that I messed up because in doing so, it caused me to change my habits and my patterns so that that has never happened again. And I still take at least 2 pairs of shoes. But everything is now where it's supposed to be. And then there's a place for me to put things that I always check before I leave home. Every time. So I got this now worked out. But just think about if I blame this on every other circumstance, how many more meetings would I have had to delay? Which would have then affected my representation, which would have then affected my ability to prevail for my clients, which would have had the domino effect of affecting me being able to retain clients. Do you understand now why it's crucial that you must do step one? You got to admit when you're wrong. And I'm not just talking about in business. Even in your relationships, some of you will never admit that you're wrong to your children. Some of you will never admit that you're wrong to your spouse, you know, or your significant other. Some of you will never humble yourselves and tell a friend that you messed up or admit on the job that you could have done something a different way, a better way, or needed help. And God forbid it's your enemy that you got to go to and admit you were wrong and apologize. No. That arrogance inside of you won't let you understand that the night is coming. There is a time coming when trials, tribulations, and storms will approach your life. And unless you have done the first step to fix your life by admitting that you are wrong so that you can set up appropriate systems to prevent recurrence, the night is going to catch you. And you'll be one of those where no man or woman can work, and you will find yourself in dire straits because this is where you placed yourself. The word said, I must do the works of him that sent me. Who is he or him that sent us? God. And God desires for you to have success, repeated success. Continuous success. He desires for us to be the head and not the tail. So you got to do the works. Glory. Look at how many people are furloughed during the shutdown or who are working and don't have pay. And look at how they're saying, I don't even have gas to get from A to point A to B. You got to do the works while it's day. You got to save. You got to look at your spending habits. And I'm definitely not blaming them. I'm just giving you an example that even I had to learn within the context of managing my finances. There is a storm coming. There is a night coming. You got to exercise. There is a night coming. Older age is coming. Slower metabolism is coming. And if you don't want to find yourself in a position of worse health or a bad health, which could have been prevented, you got to do the works now. Because your body is the temple of Christ. You got to do the works. Let's get ready to go into prayer. I know this is blessing you. Say, I got to admit when I'm wrong. I must do step one. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We say glory to your name on this wonderful Monday. Father, we magnify you for daily fire, which is this hot manna for our souls, provoking and positioning us, Father, to grow higher in you every day. Father, help us to admit our faults, to admit our sins, to repent of them, to ask forgiveness so that we can go from glory to glory, victory to victory. We can secure our success. Now, Lord, I lift up everyone listening. Touch them, Father. Bless them, heal them. Love them, give them grace, mercy, and supernatural peace. Encourage their faith, renew their joy. Father, this is the day you have made, and we glorify your name in it. We say hallelujah to the King. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Say, I will admit my faults because it's necessary for me to be elevated. Let me do the altar call, and then I'm going to end with your task for today. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family, everyone. All of you, make sure you're in church. Make sure you're in Bible study, Sunday school. Make sure you're tuned in to Daily Fire Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. because this is part of you getting your daily devotion so that you grow and you stay strong in Christ. Also, make sure you share this word. Encourage someone else who needs to know these steps to go to my ministry website, feeldefire.com, to hear this word. It's there all day today, FeeldFire.com, FeeldFire.com, Feel the Fire. And even better, text the letters DF to phone number 33222 to follow. You will receive a confirmation text. Now, our topic for today is three steps to securing your personal success, and we dealt with step one. Your task for today is look at every area where you are not where you know you should be and admit where you failed in it, because admitting your failure empowers you to move forward to success. All right, I'll see you in the morning at 7 a.m. Whatever you do, don't miss the fire. Hallelujah.